Well, what if we looked at the things we see wrong in the world with empathy? If we dug deep below the surface of people's disappointing actions to experience their pain? And what if we responded with sorrow instead of outrage? Well, if we could do all that, well, we'd be living as Jesus taught us in the Beatitudes. And in his new book, The Way of Beatitude, Franciscan priest Father Casey Cole explores the meaning of the words of Jesus preached and helps lay out a path towards radical change. Father Casey is joining me today. Good morning, Father Casey. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, Father Casey, you know, when I say radical change, many folks might go, oh, wait a minute. I'm not looking to be radical about anything. But wouldn't you say that being a follower of Christ is being radical, especially in this day and age?
Yeah, I think given the last couple of years we've had, we don't like change. We've had enough change thrust on us. And that makes sense, of course. We're always resistant to that. But the fact of the matter is that our world is passing away, as we've heard in these Easter times. There's a new heaven and a new earth. And do we want to be of the world, or do we want to be of the kingdom that is in breaking? So I think that there are some changes that are good, because they bear fruit. And I think there are things that may be difficult at first, but we're actually going to be much better for us. And I think the Beatitudes help to strip away what is not good, what is earthly, and allow us to grow in what is very good.
Well, Father, let's open up this story of the Sermon on the Mount, where Christ gives us these Beatitudes. Who was he addressing at that time? And how can words 2,000 years ago to a totally different people with a different world experience kind of be relevant to us even today?
Jesus is speaking in two ways here. He's definitely talking about the future tense to these people who are in afflictions. They are people who are hungry and thirsty. They are persecuted. They are struggling. And so what he's saying is, endure these sufferings and you will have future glory. And of course, we know that that applies to anyone in any time that is struggling with that. We may not be first century Christians or first century followers of Jesus, but we know that there's a new heaven and that's going to be much greater than what we experience now. But I think what's really beautiful and very powerful about the Beatitudes is that Jesus is talking not just of the future world, but a present world. He doesn't say blessed will they be, but blessed are the poor in spirit right now in their affliction. And so I think that there's something very comforting to obviously the people of that time, but hey, we experience poverty and we experience persecution and hunger and being an outcast in all these many afflictions. And so I think we should recognize that yes, there is a future glory that is obvious for us, but there's also something in the here and now, in our political divide, in COVID, in all the things that make us so sad and despairing, that actually can lead us to the kingdom. And that is the great joy of our faith.
Oh, it is most definitely the joy of our faith. And you will read more about it in Father Casey's new book, The Way of Beatitude, Living Radical Hope in a World of Division and Despair. It is out by Ave Maria Press. Well, let's crack open this book and look at the chapters, because you break down each beatitude in kind of a special way. Tell our listeners what they're going to find when they get your book.
Yeah, so each chapter is broken into two parts, and it follows a little bit of a pattern, but we basically want to look at personal stories that I've experienced of this in our world, things I've struggled with, things I've learned along the way, and what Jesus has to say about that. Jesus offers us this beatitude that doesn't always make sense, and so we try to incarnate it. You know, he is the incarnate word, so how is this word living right now? And then from that, I invite other people to look to their own examples and what we do with this, how we are challenged by this. And each chapter ends with discussion questions and opportunities to put this into practice. For instance, we can look at poverty of spirit. And yes, sometimes that's thrust upon us. But how do we choose voluntary poverty? How do we renounce some of the things, have that kenotic experience like Jesus did of giving up some of our pleasures, our comforts in our lives so that we can actually experience this? Because the fact of the matter is that the Beatitudes aren't necessarily natural for all of us. Sometimes they're afflicted on us, but sometimes we know nothing of these things, and that's a shame. If God is giving us a roadmap, we kind of want to follow it.
Oh, absolutely. For many of us, and even I recognize it in my own children, the understanding of what suffering is. I mean, to them, it's not getting dessert after dinner, but really delving into what people go through in the world. It's so important because they got to look beyond, well, just our own circle. It's a great book for all of us. Again, the name of that book is The Way of Beatitude. Well, Father Casey, you're taking this gospel message and the book on the road this summer with fellow Franciscan priest Father Tito Serrano on the Bleacher Brothers summer tour. 11 weeks, 30 Major League Baseball games, two Friars. Tell me a little bit more about this tour. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so somewhat coincidental in that it's right on the heels of this book coming out. But this tour has actually been planned for 8 years now.
Really?
We came up with the idea a long time ago. And it started as Franciscans. We were in our novitiate, which is our first year of real intense study and learning how to be a friar. And one of the friars was teaching us about the charism, what it is that we do as Franciscans. And he said that St. Francis and the early Franciscans didn't go necessarily to the churches to preach. They went to the city streets and they preached in language that people could understand. And so he said, we must always go out and go to the margin, just like we hear Pope Francis say all the time. We have to go to the people. And so he asked, where are those people? Where are they gathering today? Because it's not the city streets anymore. And so Father Tito and I at the time looked at each other and we loved baseball and we thought, people gather in baseball stadiums during the summer. What if we went to the other cathedral, you know, a place of worship for our secular culture, and invited them back home to our cathedral? And so that's what we'll be doing. We'll be going on this childhood tour, all 30 stadiums in 11 weeks, in our habits, as just a subtle sign of evangelization. We won't be proselytizing, going up to people and, you know, asking the question, have you found Jesus? But we hope that our lives invite people to come ask us questions, and then we can offer them joy and the reasons why we continue to have faith in our world today.
Well, as we were preparing for our discussion, Father, you informed me that you are actually going to be taking this on a car tour on the East Coast. But when you make the West Coast wing of this tour, you're going to be flying. Now, by the time July comes around, you're going to be here on the West Coast. You're taking in a Mariners game on July 22nd. Couple of days before that, though, you're going to be in San Diego going to a Padres game. You know, Father, their mascot is actually named the Swinging Friar. Aren't you afraid they might mistake you as, their mascot?
I hope they do. You know, I'd love to get on the field. We've looked into the possibility of throwing out the first pitch. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. But, you know, hey, if you're going to use our mascot, we founded that state of California. I feel like we can just throw out a first pitch. That's okay with me.
I would absolutely agree with that. Of course, myself, a San Diego girl, been to many a Padre game. And I'm not quite sure when it was that I finally understood that, in fact, the mascot of the San Diego Padres is a Catholic priest. I think that is absolutely perfect place for you to spend a little bit of time.
And I'd love to point out, you know, as a baseball fan, the Padres had a great history, and then they went through some tough years there for a little while, and now they're good again. And I'm noticing one big difference, and that is that they went from the blue uniforms back to the brown. And so now that they've gotten to their roots and they understand the Franciscans, they're doing well again. So I don't think that's a coincidence.
Not at all. You always got to remember who you are. And we as Catholics, well, we definitely need to remember that also. Father Casey, tell our listeners where they can find your book if they're not able to maybe come to a tour and get it from you there, and find out information on the Bleacher Brothers summer tour.
Easiest way to get the book is on Amazon right now. They have a large storehouse right now. Unfortunately, we've got a paper shortage, so that's probably the best place to get it. They've got a lot of them. But you can find out more about the tour on bleacherbrothers.org or breakinginthehabit.org. So bleacherbrothers.org is going to have a lot of information about the tour.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Father Casey, we wish you all of the best. Again, you are just a few days from beginning this tour. We pray for your safety as you make this tour and for all of the souls you'll be able to touch on this tour. Before we go, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good and gracious God, we ask your blessing on all those who will be traveling this summer, all those who will be going in large crowds, that they may remain safe, but more importantly, that they may be on mission, that mission isn't just for Franciscans, isn't just for priests, but it is for all of us as missionary disciples, that when we go out in public, we are to witness to you. And so, Lord, we ask that our lives give witness in everything we do, and we ask all this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And again, that is Father Casey Cole. The name of his book, The Way of Beatitude, Living Radical Hope in a World of Division and Despair. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find more information about this book and how you can purchase that. And also information about the Bleacher Brothers summer tour. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.